AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Patriots Nation is celebrating the lifting of the suspension of New England's quarterback, Tom Brady.
Judge Richard Berman said NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell went too far in upholding a four-game suspension of Tom Brady and may be said to have dispensed his own brand of industrial justice. Brady insisted he did not play a role in deflating footballs at last season's AFC Championship game, which led to his team going on to win the Super Bowl. Berman's ruling does not necessarily end the dispute. The league can appeal, but the ruling means Brady would be eligible to play in the September 10th season opener against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Julie Walker, New York.
A federal judge in Kentucky has rejected the argument of a county clerk who claims that God's moral law does not allow her to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. After Kim Davis refused to compromise today, the judge sent her to jail. The legal director of the ACLU in Kentucky says she doesn't have to remain behind bars.
She chose to remain in custody rather than accept the suggestion that we propose, that she simply agree not to interfere with her employees' willingness to issue marriage licenses.
Five of the six clerks in Davis's office will comply with the judge's order. The lone holdout, her son. GOP frontrunner Donald Trump has decided to pledge he won't mount a third-party bid for the White House if he isn't chosen as the party's presidential nominee.
We will make our country great again because that's what it's all about.
The loyalty pledge that he signed today is not legally binding. Republican presidential contender Ted Cruz blames President Obama for what Cruz says is a climate of violence against police. This is AP Radio News. Three corrections deputies in California are being held in jail without bond. They're charged with the death of an inmate in a county jail.
Medical examiner Dr. Joseph O'Hara says inmate Michael Tyree bled to death internally.
The autopsy revealed multiple cutaneous blunt force injuries, including abrasions, contusions.
Tyree died last week at the jail. He had pleaded no contest to petty theft and had struggled with mental health issues. Santa Clara County Sheriff Lori Smith says this case pains her and pains the people in the department.
Because those who are sworn to protect and serve lose their moral compass and commit criminal acts.
A representative of the family says even though he was an inmate, Michael Tyree was a person of value. I'm Ed Donahue.
A woman who falsely told police she spotted suspects wanted in the slaying of a popular police lieutenant in northern Illinois has been released on bond. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.